morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your 9 o'clock news report. The area along Center Street in Denison will be restricted for a four-day festival. The Denison Railroad Festival kicks off Wednesday, May 30th and runs through Sunday, June 2nd. The Midway opens at 5 p.m. except on Saturday, which opens at noon. Board President Greg DiDonato points out that each day will feature musical talents on the gazebo and railroad stage.
Kick and Click Cloggers and Newtown Cloggers will be participating, but you got a lot of bands this year. A local favorite, System Rewind, will be playing. We also, Friday night will be a big night. We have Ron Richards Trio.
He adds that the festival tries to bring new entertainment to the stages, and this year, on Friday and Saturday, there will be working and service dog demonstrations by American Blue Collar Canine from North Canton.
They train for different purposes, canine, drugs, and all that, but they also teach them for autism, for medical needs, for kids, as well as obedience. But also, both those nights, festivals allow them to set up a pop-up booth, so if anyone would like to talk to them.
On Saturday, a 5-mile run, a half-mile walk run, and a mini jog around the block will take place with registration beginning at 8 a.m. and the race beginning at 9. Also starting at 5 p.m. on June 2nd is the parade that begins in Yorksville and will travel to the Denison Festival. Additional festival details, including an itinerary, can be found at denisonrailroadfestival.org. Coshocton County Sheriff's Office is currently investigating a Saturday afternoon accident. The single vehicle crash happened on State Route 16 just west of AK Steel. The 2002 Honda Accord driven by Chelsea Berkheimer was traveling eastbound on State Route 16 when it went left of center and off the right side of the road, just missing the end of the guardrail. The vehicle continued down an embankment, striking a culvert and then overturning onto its top into a small creek. Berkheimer was ejected from the vehicle and transported to Genesis Hospital. Conesville Fire Department, Coshocton County EMS, REACT, and Prince's Wrecker Services assisted at the scene. And in your state news, the helmet John Glenn wore during his history-making transcontinental flight is being sold. The late astronaut and U.S. Senator made the first supersonic transcontinental flight on July 16, 1957. The U.S. Navy helmet he wore on the trip will be auctioned by Nate D. Sanders Auctions on Thursday. It's gold with J.H. Glenn penned on the right side. Bidding begins at $100,000. And turning over to your sports news, the Indians topped the White Sox yesterday 9-6. Edwin Encarnacion had a home run and four RBIs. Cleveland and Chicago play again tonight at 6:10. The Golden State Warriors beat the Houston Rockets 101-92 in Game 7 of the Western Conference Finals last night. The Cavs and Golden State will face off in the NBA Finals for the fourth consecutive season. Game 1 is Thursday night. The Vegas Golden Knights beat the Washington Capitals in Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals 6-4. News this morning is brought to you by Bonifay Home Supply, your hometown hardware store in Denison. A look at Jersey Country Forecast is coming up next.
Bonifay, your hometown hardware. Bonifay, your hometown store. You can find what you're looking for. You can get it here at Bonifay.
Bonifay Home Supply and Tool Rental in Denison is your full-line hardware store. From electrical and plumbing supplies to tool rentals for your home projects, they'll even fill your propane tanks. Brighten up your home with Bonifay's selection of interior and exterior paints and paint supplies. They can also custom mix paint colors. Bonifay's can fix your screens. They have round point and square shovels, garden rakes and garden hose, topsoil, potting soil, and grass seed. Make sure to check out Bonifay's in-store specials, serving the community for 35 years. Bonifay Home Supply and Tool Rental, open Monday through Saturday on Grant Street in Denison.
Bonifay, hometown hardware. Bonifay, hometown hardware. Bonifay, hometown hardware.
Patchy fog early today, partly sunny, hot, and humid. High temperature this afternoon in the upper 80s to near 90 degrees. With all the heat and humidity around, there could be an isolated shower or thunderstorm popping up this afternoon into early this evening. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and muggy tonight. Low temperature 69. Wednesday, partly sunny, remaining humid. A better chance of seeing some showers and thunderstorms develop during the afternoon hours. High temperature Wednesday at 84. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
For news anytime, 24 hours a day, log on to WTUZ.com. From the newsroom, I'm Michelle Spring.